We continue today with lesson number 27 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We are in the 8th Perek, the 2nd and 3rd Mishnah, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. Yesterday in Mishnah Aleph, we learnt about a keveres, a beehive or utensil shaped like a beehive, which, if it is open at one end and the opening is stuffed with straw, then it does not protect whatever is inside of it from the tumah that might be inside the tanur, and it does not contain the tumah inside of the keveres from spreading outward into the tanur itself. However, now in Mishnah Beis we learn that hoysa shalema, if this keveres or beehive was totally intact, meaning it was its airspace was totally enclosed in the walls of the keveres, and it is lowered into the air of the tanur. So it's a keveres shalema, an intact keveres. V'chein hakupa, and the same thing would be true for a small box or small basket. V'chein hachemes, a leather pouch. All of these things, if they are lowered into the airspace of the tanur, and the mouth of these kelim, of these utensils, protrudes above the tanur, or even if it is exactly at the same level as the top of the tanur, in these cases, hasheretz bitocho, if the sheretz is found inside the keveres or the kupa or the chemes, hatanur tohor, the tanur remains tohor because of the principle of tocho velo toch tocho. The pasuk in the Chumash, in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Lamed Gimel reads, "V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el tocho," that if you have a kli cheres, in our case the tanur, and a sheretz falls into it, into its airspace inside of it, it is metame the entire kli cheres, in this case the entire tanur. Chazal darshan el tocho velo el toch tocho, meaning it only contaminates, so to speak, it only makes tuma that which tame, that which is inside of it, but not that which is inside of it. So if you have an intact keveres or kupa or chemes protruding even a bit outside the top of the opening at the top of the tanur, in such a case, the tanur remains tohor if the sheretz is inside the keveres. Hasheretz betanur, if the sheretz is in the tanur, then ochlin shebetocha, the food that might be in the keveres or the kupa or the chemes are tahorin, because again, the food is contained in the toch of the tocho. However, if, I'm just adding this, it doesn't appear in the Mishnah, but the halacha is that if the entire keveres or kupa or chemes is totally inside the tanur, meaning the mouth of this keveres, kupot, or chemes is not protruding outside or at the top, at the level of the opening of the tanur, but rather it is entirely within the tanur, then it's not considered toch tocho, because everything is considered toch ha-tanur. The sheretz inside the chemes or kupa or keveres is considered all part of the inside of the tanur. So it's only, this halacha is only true if to some extent the keveres chemes or kupa are not completely enveloped in the airspace of the tanur, but part of them is above the airspace in the mouth of the tanur at the top of the tanur. Suppose now this keveres or kupa or chemes nikovu, they become punctured, there's a hole in them. So it depends. If these kelim, this keveres, kupa, or chemes, were designed to contain solid foods, he'osui la'ochlin, shiyuron bezeisin. If there's a hole the size of an olive, then they are considered open to the tumah of the tanur, and the tumah within them spreads out to the tanur. If, however, the hole is less than a zayas, then they are considered intact. A zayas or more, they are no longer kelim, and they are not chotzeitz. They do not block the tumah within them from spreading into the tanur, and they do not protect whatever is in them from the tumah in the tanur. He'osui lemashkin, suppose this kupa, chemes, or kveres, was designed to contain a liquid, then shiuron b'mashkin. Then the shear of the hole is much smaller. And it is the shear of kones mashke, meaning if liquid can penetrate from the outside into this keli, chemes, kupa, or kveres, if liquid can penetrate in through this hole, the hole is large enough to allow liquid to get into it, then it is considered no longer a keli. It's full of a hole, it's not functional, and it is not chotzeitz. He'osur lekach ulekach, suppose this kveres, kupa, or chemes was designed to contain both solids and liquids, apples and apple juice, then matilin oso lechumro b'chones mashke. Then you assign to it, you adjudge it to be no longer a keli, taking the stricter view, not waiting until the hole is the size of a zayas, but even if the hole is merely bekones mashke, the hole is sufficient to allow liquid to penetrate into it, that's sufficient to undo from it the name of a keli, the shem keli, and therefore it is no longer chotzeitz b'pnei hatumah, no longer blocks tumah. Mishnah Gimel continues with a sevida shehi nesuno al pi hatanur. There are various opinions as to what a sevida is. Some mefarshim learn that it is some type of a plank upon which you knead, K-N-E-A-D, dough. So it has a slight groove in it, a slight depression in the center, but very slight. Otherwise, it is really a flat tray, no more than that. Others learn that it is some type of a vessel which is made with many, many holes, kind of like a screen or a netting, N-E-T-T-I-N-G. Interestingly, the commentary known as the Mishnah Achrona quotes from the Rambam in his Mishneh Torah a phrase which indicates that this sevida is like a leather cover to the chovis. Others learn that it is a cover made of gemi, kind of a rubber-like material that extends on the top of the chovis. Imagine a drum with a top of it being made of leather or rubber. And naturally, it sags somewhat in the middle, so that there is somewhat of a groove or depression in the middle of it. In any case, if this sevida is placed upon a tanur, vishoka'as letocho, and it is sunk into the airspace of the tanur, so that little groove or depression in the center extends below the top level of the tanur. V'ein lo gapayim, and if it has no rim around it, Hasheretz betocho, if there's a sheretz in it, hatanur tome, the tanur becomes tome. Hasheretz batanur, if the sheretz is in the tanur, ocholim shebetocho temeim, whatever foodstuff is in this srida is also tome. Because this srida, without gapayim, without a rim around it, is not a keli. It's just a flat object. Yes, it has a little groove in the center, but that's not enough to make it a keli. So therefore, it cannot protect against tumah. And therefore, the sheretz in it renders the tanur tameh. The sheretz in the tanur renders the srida tameh. She'ein matzilin miyad kli cheres elo kelim. The only thing that can contain, that can rescue its contents from becoming tomei from the avir of the tanur are bona fide kelim. And this srida is not a bona fide kelim if ein lo gapayim, it has no rim around it. The Mishnah continues. Chovis shehi meleya mashkin tohorim. Suppose you have a barrel which is full of liquid, wine, oil, which is tohor. And you have this tanur, and you place this barrel underneath the ground, underneath the tanur. Unisuno lemato min nechushto shel tanur. Nechushto shel tanur means the ground bottom of the tanur. And now you have this chavis in a hole in the ground, below the ground level of the tanur. Hechovis v'hamashk, where are we? Nishkodesh tanur, hasheretz batanur. If there is a sheretz in the tanur, so the tanur now is tomei, but the chovis below the ground level of the tanur is tohor. Hechovis v'hamashkin tohorin. The barrel and the liquid in the barrel remain tohor. Even if this chovis is open on its top, and there is no floor to the tanur, so the air spaces, you might think, are combined. The tanur has no floor, so that you might think that the avir of the chavis, the airspace of the chavis, is connected to the airspace of the tanur. Nevertheless, the chavis and the mashkin remain tohor, because the avir klecheres is only mitame that which is in it, and this chavis and mashka are not in it. As the Pasuk says, El Tocho. This is not Toch. It's not in the Tanur. It's geographically below the Tanur, outside of it. Hoysa Kifuya. Suppose the opposite kind of a scenario. The barrel is above the Tanur, and it's turned upside down. So the floor of the barrel is up, the opening in the barrel is down. Now, obviously, most of the contents of this barrel are gone. They either fell out before it was placed on top of the tanur, or it fell out into the tanur. However, some liquid clings to the bottom of the chavis, which is now the top of the airspace of the chavis, because this chavis is turned upside down. Hoysa kfuya, it's turned upside down. Ufiha liavir hatanur. So it's turned upside down, and the mouth of this chavis is extending into the avir hatanur. But the floor of the tanur, which is now above the tanur, because the chavis is upside down, then the case is hasheretz batanur, if there's a sheretz in the tanur, rendering everything in the tanur tomei, but the liquid inside this chavis, which is suspended above the tanur, that liquid is above the tanur. So that liquid remains tohor. Mashke tofeach shebishulei hechavis. The liquid which is stuck to the walls, it's dampening, it's moistening the walls. Because it would take a cup full of water, or whatever, wine, and pour it upside down, some wine will cling to the bottom of the glass or the cup. And that wine, in this case, is tohor, because bottom line, it is extending out of the chavis. The Mefarshim add that if this mashke tofeach, this liquid which was attached to the floor of the chavis, was attached to the walls of the chavis, and those walls protrude, extend deep into the tanur, then that liquid would be tameh, because that liquid is toch, is inside the tanur. But the mashke tofeach shebeshulei hachavis, at the bottom of the chavis, which since the chavis is now upside down, extend above the chavis, is tohor, because it's not toch hatanur. And so we have completed lesson number 27.